Welcome back to episode 10 of Sideline Sessions with Wesley Sykes. I am, of course, Wesley Sykes, the managing editor of Coach and Athletic Director, Training and Conditioning, and Winning Hoops Brands for Great American Media Services. And you can listen to all of our previous episodes anywhere you can access podcasts, as well as any of our websites, coachad.com, training-conditioning.com, and winninghoops.com. And be sure to follow our brands on Twitter at coach_AD, at train condition, and at winning hoops. And myself, if you like, at Wesley Sykes _. And today for our 10th episode, I thought it would be a good idea to take a look back on the first 9 episodes that we've had, give a short look ahead into what to expect in the next few months. So kind of moving backwards here, you know, I think when we started this podcast, I saw this as something to be a look inside to the minds of sports industry professionals from a varying different viewpoints and professions, whether that's strength and conditioning coaches, nutritionists, former athletes. What else do we have here? Dietitians, sports psychologists, coaches from various levels. So, you know, starting back with our most recent episode with episode 9 with Nick Fryer, who is a former strength and conditioning coach of his own, an individual pitching and baseball specialist, and a former NCAA Division I pitcher for the Northwestern Wildcats. We discussed, you know, some of the finer points of pitching, training some of the high school pitchers, what to look for, the process of being scouted. He came from, you know, a small school in Massachusetts, from the smallest division level, and was able to, you know, kind of make his way up to the Division I ranks right out of high school. And that was through some good AAU travel showcase type things, as well as just being a good athlete. The importance of body language on the mound, which I think is definitely an underrated nuance of the game, especially from the aspect of a pitcher. What to look for in choosing successful travel teams, as I already alluded to, and just different things that he liked as far as pitching combinations that he liked to use against lefties and righties in different situations and things like that. Going back to, you know, episode 8 and episode 5, if you're into strength and conditioning, we had two pretty big name strength and conditioning coaches on there, and Micah Kurtz and Gunnar Peterson. Micah is the 2020 NHSSCA Florida Strength Coach of the Year. Additionally, he's a 2016 NSCA Strength Coach of the Year and the owner of theathletemaker.com, and is the director of sports performance of Windermere Prep in Orlando, Florida. And Gunnar Peterson is the director of strength and endurance training for the reigning NBA champion Los Angeles Lakers, as well as a celebrity personal trainer. So with Michael, we discussed the importance of building a high school strength program, breaking down the intimidation factor of the weight room to young kids, specifically and young women, explaining the why and not just the how and what of each exercise, which I think is an important part, especially if you're establishing a strength program and a weight room program at the lower levels, middle school, high school ranks. Let's see, what else we have here? And why guys are obsessed with getting bigger calves. It's a little bit of a lighter note there, but if you're a guy who is into, you know, weightlifting and that sort of thing, and maybe looking good on the beach to a lesser degree, for some reason calves are always a big sticking point for guys. So we kind of get to the bottom of that. With Gunner, we discussed that unusual NBA season that bubble playoffs, and how he kind of prepared the Lakers for that deep championship run. You know, dealing with load management and athletes, particularly in regards to sports specialization. And a particularly interesting topic of mine, especially given the time of year, properly fueling the body for competition. I think, you know, nutrition, supplementation are a couple things that he touches on that really resonated with myself. I hope it resonates with you as well. In our first episode, our third episode, and our seventh episode, we had coaches from varying levels and from different sports, like Aaron Struthers in our debut episode. He's, of course, the UMass Dartmouth men's basketball assistant coach who specializes in recruiting. So that's a Division III program there. And he just gives some finer points for assistant coaches who may be new to that recruiting position, as well as, you know, incoming high school and college players, of how to kind of carry yourself and how to present yourself in a positive fashion to the to people who you may not know be watching you in the stands. We had Jerry Weinstein, who's the developmental coach in the Colorado Rockies organization, and he's the current manager skipper of the Cape Cod Baseball League's Wareham Gateman. So that's a very big baseball-centric episode. I believe that was right around the time of the World Series. So we do a little bit of rapid reaction about that and just his big Twitter presence of, you know, how he goes about developing catchers specifically and just turning, you know, young athletes into major league prospects. He sent a number of players to the major leagues and professional leagues around the globe, really, in his long tenure in the baseball ranks. And lastly, we had Greg Winkler, a Wisconsin Hall of Fame high school soccer coach, as well as an author. I believe he wrote The Transformational Coach, as well as a couple other books as well, which are available on Amazon and pretty much anywhere you can access books. As well as speaking of authors, on that note, as a decent segue, as I always look for, in episode 6, we welcomed A. Mark Williams, a sports psychologist, to discuss his book, The Best, How Elite Athletes Are Made, available, again, anywhere you can access books, your Kindle, your Amazons, what have yous. We discussed a number of topics like luck and how the beat of the athlete or chances involved in young elite athletes to deception to processing power and why athletes choke in big situations. Also kind of gets into, some of the nature versus nurture aspects of sports, whether where you grow up and the ideal environments to grow up in. I believe it was a medium-sized population of around 100,000, if I recall, and why younger siblings tend to be better athletes than older siblings, while pointing to a couple U.S. Women's national soccer teams. I believe it was the English women's soccer team as well. So pretty interesting stuff there if you are interested in the psychology side of sports. And we've also had former Dallas Cowboys sports nutritionist and dietitian Amy Goodson. She's been a nutritionist, that's a tough word to say, and dietitian for a number of teams on a number of levels, whether it's the PGA or I believe it's TCU Athletics or the Texas Rangers over the length of her career. And we just talked about making healthy eating choices for the new year. I believe this is right around the first of the year in January, and just maybe dispel some nutritional myths and misconceptions regarding veganism and even milk, the assault on milk as well. So that was definitely a fun and insightful conversation. And lastly, we welcome the NFHS Executive Director, Dr. Carissa Neoff, to talk about the state of high school sports amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Of course, one of the leaders in the High School Athletic Association ranks. She's put out a number of great op-eds, editorials about a number of topics, but specifically relating to COVID and the reopening of schools and the effective transmission of COVID through high school sports. So definitely someone to keep an eye on and educational conversation, I would say, with Dr. Carissa Neoff there. But moving forward, I think you can continue to expect those interesting, those enlightening, those educational conversations that we've already brought you through the first 9 episodes with industry professionals like, for example, Special Jennings, who's the first-year head coach for the top-ranked high school girls basketball team in the nation, Monteverde Academy. We'll also have at some point NBA champion and former Defensive Player of the Year, Meta World Peace. Some of you may know him as Ron Artest, to talk about his NBA career and his latest venture post-NBA career, X versus X. It's an app for basketball enthusiasts to discover, connect, and play in live, locally hosted pickup games, scrimmages, tryouts, and showcase games based on their skill level. So if you're ever looking to find a good pickup game, but you maybe you're worried about, you know, maybe they're too good, maybe they're not good enough for where you want to run with, I think this might be the app for you. It might be the perfect app for me moving forward here too. So definitely going to be interesting. We'll also be speaking with Dr. Michael K. Ryan, an orthopedic surgeon at the Andrews Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center, specializing in hip and knee replacements and hip prevention surgery. So the Andrews Sports Medicine Clinic, obviously synonymous with the major sports world, Dr. James Andrews, with all of his ACL work that he's done for major major pro athletes. So definitely be interesting to talk to Michael Ryan about his experiences inside that building and working with athletes on the sports medicine side of things. So definitely want to keep an eye out for those as they come. Once again, usually every other Thursday, this will hit your phone, your device, your tablet, your PC, wherever you access this podcast. So you'll want to follow our brands on Twitter for all the latest information regarding Sideline Sessions. So once again, at @coach_AD, at Train Condition, at Winning Hoops, and myself, at Wesley Sykes _. And our websites, coachad.com, training-conditioning.com, and winninghoops.com. Till then, sports fans, I'm Wesley Sykes, and thank you for making the first 10 episodes of Sideline Sessions so fun and enjoyable. We hope to continue that moving forward, giving you top-notch interviews and insight into varying levels of the sports industry profession. So till then, sports fans, thanks again.